This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z, and this is Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate you listening. I hope that everyone out there is having a great time in our world of doc dogs and dog diving and dueling dogs. Let me tell you what's going on this weekend in that world of events, because it's starting to get full-blown now. Things are really going on. The events this weekend for doc dogs are the Puyallup Spring Fair. That is in Washington State, April 14th through the 17th. So that should be a wonderful event. Happens every year, and it's always a great time. I know the folks out there in the Northwest have a fantastic event that goes on out there every year. Also, Subaru Loves Dogs, and that is in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, April 15th through the 16th. So you can go there, check it out online, and get details about the address and information. And also coming up this weekend, Vancouver Island Pet Expo. That is in Victoria, British Columbia, April 16th through the 17th. So 2 days for you there of dock diving and dock dogs, dock jumping. And we also have the Delmarva Dock Dogs Unleashed at Poochpalooza, April 16th and 17th. That is in Frontiertown in Berlin, Maryland. And a repeating event there that's awesome, one of Doc Dogs affiliate clubs, the Delmarva Doc Dogs group. So Doc Dogs Canada, Doc Dogs Worldwide, Delmarva Doc Dogs, all having dock diving events this weekend. You can check them all out online at docdogs.com, find out information, or just show up at those events once you get that address and everything. And you can register right there on site as well, provided that there are openings left in the waves. Also coming up this weekend, it is the first Dueling Dogs event of the year at the Shell Factory in North Fort Myers, Florida. That is going to be an outstanding event. I think the weather there will probably be pretty outstanding as well. So duels going on all weekend. That is April 15th through the 17th at the Shell Factory. Address is on Tamiami Trail. However, you would be best off coming in, I believe, off of North Cleveland Avenue, which is Route 41. If you're heading out there and you want to check it out, see it, or you want to participate there too, you can sign up on site and see if you have a dueling dog. And if not, stick around and watch that action, because it is so cool. And it's different for those of you that have been to the Shell Factory before, and the Doc Dogs sanctioned facility, which is Aquadog Sports there, is actually located out on the one side of the facility. The dueling dogs and everything is going to be up right there in the middle by Captain Fishbone's Seafood Grill, up between the buildings there, and there's going to be all kinds of great stuff going on for Doc Dogs competitors and for dueling dogs competitors and for spectators as well. And you can check out more information about that event at duelingdogs.net. Speaking of dueling dogs, don't forget to sign up for your dueling dogs membership. You have until April 15th to sign up if you want to get those VID points rewards from last year. I know some folks already have free duels coming to them on the points that they currently have, so hopefully they've signed up and gotten their membership. If they haven't, they have until the 15th, that is Friday, and you sign up, you get your points, and a few of you out there have enough points already for a free duel, I believe, and maybe more. So check that out. That's at duelingdogs.net. Make sure you sign up and get your membership, and check out the schedule for other Dueling Dogs events also going on this weekend, or throughout the year. The one that's going on this weekend is in North Fort Myers. And then, of course, once again, the Doc Dogs events. Those are the ones in Puyallup, Vancouver, in Berlin, Maryland, and Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And by the way, if you're looking for me, well, I will be at the Delmarva Doc Dogs Unleashed at Poochpalooza in Berlin, Maryland this weekend. So come on out and say hi. I'm Jim Z. I do Radio Doc Dogs. Say, hey, I heard you, Jim Z, on Radio Doc Dogs. And, I'm taking pictures. I'm taking some video. I'm jumping my dogs. I'm going to have a great time out there. I'm really looking forward to hanging out with that Delmarva group, because I know they're such a fantastic group out there, as are all the Doc Dogs groups. Doc Dogs has clubs throughout the world, really. I mean, Canada, United States, Australia, UK, Japan. I mean, wow, it's huge. There are Doc Dogs affiliate clubs everywhere. If you're looking for yours in your neighborhood, you can go to docdogs.com and look there as well. Lots of good information. Something else we need to get into before we get into a nice fun interview here is I want to announce the first ever winners of the Doc Dogs Photo and Video Contest for Q1 2016. That's right. So, some folks submitted their photographs. We appreciate everyone that participated. Thank you very much. Some great photos out there that are going to be used all kinds of different ways. Could be in the World Championships for the Golden Paw Awards at the Doc Dogs World Championships in Dubuque, Iowa this fall. Could be for some advertising. Who knows? But we do have a winning photograph and a winning video. So I want to say congratulations to Rick Byers, whose photograph was selected as the winning photo for the Q1 contest. Rick, you will be getting a check from Doc Dogs for $100. That's right. Thank you so much for submitting all your wonderful pictures and all those that submitted them. And then as far as the video goes, well, Steve Chernoff, your video has won $100 for you. Steve put together a nice compilation of the Mocan Doc Dogs stuff, jumping and group and everything like that from events earlier this year. So the rules are pretty simple. We're really looking for your best 20 photographs from each event, and post-processed and everything like that. No watermarks, please, and all your contact information with that. And also, we're looking for up to 3 total minutes of video. It's going to be broken up into little sections. Who knows, 10 seconds a piece, 30 seconds a piece. We're looking for some great stuff. And again, it, like I said last week, it doesn't have to be of a dog jumping. We're looking for some key moments in Doc Dogs, whether it's a world record being broken or just something so cute that a photograph or video could not be denied. And anything between that entire realm could easily be picked as the winner for the next quarter. So go to docdogs.com and check it out. The photo contest, you can also check it out on their Facebook page. I know it's listed down there if you scroll through with a link. All of the information, the rules and details on how you can submit your photos for Q2, which will of course be taking place in July 1st. We'll be announcing another winner for $100 for the best video and the best photograph. And your videos, you know, Steve put together a little compilation there, but you don't have to do that. It just raw right out of your camera video, whatever duration it runs, as long as it's not more than 3 minutes total between all of your submissions. And then with your photos, we're looking for your best up to 20 photos, but you don't have to submit 20. Maybe all one is all it takes. So whatever you'd like to submit, we'll gladly be taking a look at it. We'll be judging that as well, and $100 will go again in the next, at the end of the next quarter, to the best photograph and the best video clip submitted to the DocDogs.com photo and video contest. And Dueling Doggers, hey, don't forget about, that's also going to be taking place for the Dueling Dogs. The same setup, the same situation. You can find that information, and yes, that will be separate. So we'll be taking the best photo from Doc Dogs and the best photo from Dueling Dogs, and each of those will get $100, and the same with the videos. So Dueling Dogs, you're not left out either. So make sure you check out those rules and get that information going online for you. All right, well, that's a ton of information, and I'm glad I was able to get it all out there. I hope everyone picked up on it. Don't forget, all that information, once again, is on DocDogs.com and DuelingDogs.net. As far as the events, the photo and video contest, registration for events, your membership for Dueling Dogs, once again, April 15th, get those VID points from last year, especially those of you that have enough points that already have your free duels coming. All right, I got a fantastic interview coming up after these messages here from our wonderful sponsors at Doc Dogs. Make sure you patronize them. They all have great products. They're fantastic. But we're going to run these commercials here, and then I'm going to be talking to the one and only Tom Dropic. That's right. And as I understand, a lot of you folks heading to Fort Myers this weekend for the Dueling Dogs, we'll be seeing Tom down there as well. So, say hello. Tell him you heard him on Radio Doc Dogs. And we'll be back with the... Oh, man, just has wonderful information. I think we may even have figured out a few life things, a few meanings of life even amongst our conversation. But Tom's always full of great information, so we'll be talking with him right after these messages.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zoox offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zoox to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zoox Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup.
Good boy.
Mind if we pay your vet bills?
Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am speaking with Tom Dropic. Tom Dropic, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, Jim. How are you doing? Are you ready for the big season to start, the big outdoor season?
I am. I can't wait. It's so exciting. So much going on already. It's tough to choose. You and I were just talking about that. What are we going to do? There's so many things going on, and then, you know, everybody's got work and family and things, too. It might be a tough management to get all that fun in, right? But everybody makes time for the fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. We had a very cold winter, and we've now touched a few 60, 70-degree days, and it just gets the juices flowing. The dogs have been out running. The ponds have broke. The ice is broke, so we're getting our swimming in. I'm lining up a very very exciting schedule, a very exciting 2016 schedule for Remy and RJ. Very excited about that.
Cool.
You know, I'm not sure what'll end up at the end of the year. You know, we may even have another dog on our team here by the end of the year.
Oh, there we go. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. You've been in Doc Dogs so long, you know more than probably everybody. I mean, you've mastered EV, you've mastered Speed Retrieve, you've mastered Big Air. That's and now got dueling dogs that you're mastering just fine as well. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm really excited about everything. You know, EV has always been close to my heart. You know, that's something Tucker and I did way back in the beginning, and I still love it today. And everybody that I talk to about it just really loves the game. So I'm always excited about that. Speed Retrieve, yeah. Remy, he's kind of fell into my lap as a rescue dog and really is a natural, and that makes it very exciting.
Yeah, he's pretty good at it, I guess.
What's that?
I say, yeah, he's pretty good at it, I guess.
Yeah, he is, and he's, you know, he's good at whatever he does. He's got, you know, the typical characteristics of a successful Doc Dog, you know, with the drive and the athletic ability and the love for water and the wanting to interact with people and that kind of thing. So he fit into it really well. And, you know, so, and then the Big Air, you know, I'm always, Big Air always challenges me, and people see that and they kind of make fun of my throws and stuff like that. So Big Air, there's always a lot of opportunity improvement there. I'd love to master that again if I can. That's a tough one to master. As everybody knows, you know, there's only a few out there that really put out the really big jumps.
Yeah,
all about the dog, you know, and getting that dog to do what he can do. So I'm always striving to be better in Big Air. So but maybe that'll happen in 2016.
Well, I think everything you do on the Doc Tom is inspirational to a lot of folks because you've had success. You continue, like you said, to strive for success. And even if you don't have, 30-foot jumping dogs in Big Air, you've certainly made the accomplishments in Speed Retrieve and Extreme Vertical and dueling dogs. And, it's always something, I think, especially for new people to admire and strive for. And you're always so accommodating to them as well with the information you provide, whether it's something online that you've posted or at Doc Dogs events. You know, I still always go back to when you and Dean Skillman helped me out with Hallie and really kind of just getting me to focus more on getting her to sit and stay so I could get the better jumps out of her. And it worked that day. So, it's always awesome. And you've been a member of the...
Thanks for the kind words. I appreciate that. Yeah, I do have. I made some lifelong friends in this game, Jim, and as you know, Dean, and you, and a whole bunch of others. New ones coming on now. I got a great friend down in Texas, Tom James, and you know, it's an awesome group of people, and I love, you know, I've been doing it, you're right, 16, this will be my 16th year of doing this.
Wow.
And, you know, and people ask me, how do you keep going on for so long? Well, I think it's common for everybody. It's the interaction with the dog. You know, I love the dog. I love the performance of the dog. I love working with the dog. And I love working with the people. And in with me, you know, you kind of get what you get. I say it like it is, and I'm true to my words. And some people, you know, don't always like to hear what I have to say, and other people do. So I love playing the game, love interacting with the people, and I love working with the dogs. And I don't know. I don't see myself stopping in the near future.
Well, you know, you bring up a kind of an interesting point, and this would be a great question for you because, you know, I know I've talked to you in the past about, you know, what do you say to the newbies and, you know, what kind of advice do you have for them? But I don't know if we've ever asked, what kind of advice do you have? Because you're obviously qualified to give this. What kind of advice do you have for the veterans, for some of them that might be seeing dogs that are slowing down a bit? They've been playing the game for a number of years and maybe it's not quite as exciting as it used to be for whatever reason, or maybe it's still just very exciting, but they don't have that competitive team anymore that they used to have. Do you have any advice for people like that?
Sure. I mean, it's pretty simple. I think it's common sense. I think you got to, you get only the teams can be in tune with their dog. Only the handlers can be in tune with their own dogs. And it's up to that handler to understand and react to what their dog is telling them. You don't have to jump 24 feet. That's not what it's about. What it's about is having fun with the dog and being in tune with your dog, and make sure you understand that your dog is having fun. To me, if I bring my dog up on the dock and I dance around on the dock and my dog does not jump in the water, for whatever reason, won't jump in the water, I'm done. I'm not going to make them. It's all about the dog having fun. If the dog is having fun, I don't care if it's hunting in the field or training in the backyard or jumping off a dock. I'm always in tune with my dog, and my dog tells me if he's having fun, what he's doing, or he has a good interest in what he's doing, I'll continue to do it with him. I've had my dogs out in the field hunting, you know, at 13 and 14 years old, and they're having fun, they're flushing birds, and they're doing great. If I put my dog up at the dock, he stands and just looks at me and says, "Sorry, Dad, I'm not going in." And then, that's fine, pal. We'll go out in the field, we'll go play in the backyard, and we'll run. So,
I think, just
be in tune with your dog.
I think that's good advice, and I think you've kind of brought to mind multiple other points that people probably, you know, not that they forget, but should remind themselves that, you know, when you're doing a Doc Dogs event, you know, besides the competition itself, there's so many other things that are actually happening that, you know, maybe take a moment and pause. I'm playing with my dog. We're here. We're continuing our bond. We're still building our bond, no matter what age they are. You know, getting that, learning that team spirit and everything like that. All the things you learn from the other competitors and everything in events, not even about competition itself, maybe just about dogs, dog breeds, healthcare, all that great stuff. There's so many of those things that we probably don't typically remember at a Doc Dogs event, that information you're getting and learning every day as you grow with your best friend.
Oh, yeah. And it's always been that way. And again, this sport is about the dog. It's all about the dog, and doing something fun, interacting with your dog, and all the interaction with the people, and making your lifelong friends, and the camaraderie in Dogtown. That's all secondary. That's all great. It's all icing on the cake, and it makes the whole package just an awesome package.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to that number one thing that keeps us going in this game, is it's living a life, happy lifestyle with a healthy lifestyle with the dog, and doing something with the dog between us that we both enjoy. And it's, we're so blessed. You know, it's unfortunate that we only have 13, 14, 15 years with our dog, but we're blessed that we can enjoy that time with them from 8 months old to 14 years old.
Yeah.
But it's up to us to make sure that we're that the dog is enjoying it as much as we are. It takes two to tangle, and it's very important for us not to be selfish and not do what we think is right for us. It's what we do for the both of us, me and my dog. It's always fun.
I agree. I think that's a great way to look at things, and that's great information to pass along to anyone that's listening. Just because it goes all around, and probably that's not just for doc dogs. Like, that covers your dog's life and all other dog things that you do in general. So that's wonderful. One of the other things I want to talk with you about is that you are a Blue Buffalo ambassador, of course, and
yes.
Guys are going on a second year of the ambassadorships for Blue Buffalo, and you switched your food when you became one, and how's that going?
Well, it's last year was our first year. It was our inaugural year of the ambassadorship program, and it was an awesome year. I was very shy to make the change into Blue Buffalo. I did talk to a few folks that were on the food, and I was always entertaining the idea of making the change, but was always shy because the food that I was on before that was an awesome food. I did make the change, and it was an awesome year last year. We feed the wilderness, the chicken recipe, and the salmon recipe, and it's an awesome food. My dogs did great on it. Remy and RJ had stellar years on the dock. RJ had a stellar year in the field. So their performance was good. Their scenting ability is good. Their muscle tone, their teeth, everything that a good dog food provides, Blue Buffalo provided that. And they offered us the opportunity to do it again in 2016. And I wouldn't have done it if I didn't believe in the food. I'm not that kind of a guy. I will do it if I believe it. And the food is an incredibly awesome food. And I would continue to feed it whether I was on the program or not. I think I've seen the results, and I'm very excited about it. We have a lot of exciting things coming up with the program, and I can only say thanks to Blue Buffalo, and looking forward to a great season on that food.
Well, that's cool. That's awesome to hear, and and those flavors you're feeding too, the chicken and the salmon, they seem to be very popular flavors with Blue Buffalo. People that are using that, so it's those are probably the top two ones there that people should check out if they're interested in getting into it.
Yep. So it looks like they get a couple other ones coming out now. They got one that's got some alligator in it, and who knows? Maybe I'll try some other ones. The dogs love it, so I got full trust in the company and the food. So yeah, maybe we'll switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to hear. You'll have to keep us posted on that. Very cool.
Yeah.
Hey, So you're, of course, a longtime member of the Doc Dogs Northern Stars. That is Doc Dogs' oldest affiliate club, I believe. Is that not correct?
It is, and I mean, what an exciting time for this club. I've seen it grow. We, back in the day, when I was president of the club back in, it was 2002 and 2003, we were jumping off the old wood docks in northern Minnesota, and to see where it is now with, and to see how it's grown from Cindy Porter, as president, to Linda Ruiz as president, and the awesome jobs that they did to continue the growth of the club. And then, Sherry McLean, who's taken on her second term as the president of the Northern Stars, is doing an amazing job. She's got a great team of board members working with her, and Sherry Olson Justice and Brian Justice and Daniel Hansen and Becky Brown and Katie Chevrolet, they're doing this amazing job. And I continue to support the club. My daughters and I are full members of the club. We enjoy it. We just finished our 2015 banquet, and everybody had just a great time and awards. And not to mention that, the Northern Stars put on seven amazing events in 2015. All of them fully packed with great response from the crowds and the sponsors. And then to end it, in November at the the awards banquet at the Doc Dogs Worldwide Awards Banquet, receiving their second Doc Dogs Club of the Year. It's just amazing what they're doing. It's just a true test to Sherry and her team, and you know, good leadership and being good with people and passing that ability to be good with the people down through the board and into the people that come on board. I'm just a proud Doc Dogs Northern Stars member and will continue to be for many years.
That's cool. That's awesome to hear. So anything event-wise that you can tell us about that's coming up for 2016 for Doc Dogs Northern Stars?
For Doc Dogs Northern Stars, they're doing some. They've already got four events on the calendar.
Wow.
We're going back to Brown County Fair in August. Again, this is all on their website, DocDogsNorthernStars.com.
Okay.
They keep that up to date on their events. So, yeah, we'll be at Brown County Fair in New Ulm in August. We'll be at the Chippewa County Fair in July, which is kind of up in the northern part of Minnesota. Beautiful area to be in the middle of July.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be at the Slice of Shoreview, another big event, one of my favorites. It's on a lake, and it's on a grassy area, big, huge grassy area. Amazing crowds at that one. My daughters absolutely love to compete in that one. And then Rivertown Days in Hastings, Minnesota, another one of my favorites. In fact, I actually started that event back up, 6 or 7 years ago now.
Wow.
I had a friend that was on the board, the city board there, and he approached me, and we were able to start that event, and it's been going strong ever since. And that's on the river. It's on the Mississippi River, and big, huge, grassy area. And that's four events already, and I've been talking to Sherry Olson Justice, and it sounds like there's quite a few more coming on board. Of course, they don't let them out until the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted, but
right.
Been a great start so far.
Right, so everyone needs to keep an eye on that website for the Doc Dogs Northern Stars to see what's coming up in the future, because it sounds like things will be added as well. So that's fantastic, continuing to go. I know they have a Facebook page as well, and of course all the events when they're up and getting ready or open for registration are on the docdogs.com website, where everyone can check that out. And of course people can always, if they didn't make the pre-registration, they can walk up on site in many cases, as long as it's not totally sold out.
Yeah, and don't let the state of Minnesota scare you as far as the cold weather. June, July, and August, it's one of the most beautiful states you can come to. With the weather is amazing, and the people are some of the most friendly people you'll ever meet. So it's a great opportunity for vacation, whatever, in those 3 months in Minnesota. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've been up there. It is beautiful. You're right. I can attest to that. It's a great time. And then there's some other things going on in Minnesota as well. There's going to be a Dueling Dogs event coming up in Minnesota in the summer.
Yeah, how exciting is that? That'll be in Marshall, Minnesota at the Lyon County Fair. I'm excited about that. That's where Remy broke the outdoor world record in speed retriever. He turned in a 4.706 at that event. And so maybe I'm hoping that he'll perform well, and I'm hoping to bring up some competition. I've been talking to, maybe I can level a little bit out of the bag here. I've been talking to Crystal McLaren and Bo, she and I are working out a deal.
Okay.
She says if I bring Remy down to the event down in April, down in Fort Myers, Florida, will she bring Bo up to the event up here in Minnesota in August? And she, hands down, she went, absolutely, Tom.
Okay.
That was kind of a word and a handshake, but I'm hoping that that's how it'll turn out, and hopefully we'll get Remy and Bo battling it out again. As you know, Bo took the title, took home the cup in November in World Championships. He aced out Remy, so now Remy has been telling me that he wants revenge.
Well, some home turf matches, it sounds like, if you go down to Florida and she comes up to Minnesota, and it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. Make for some very exciting Dueling Dogs events, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I love Dueling Dogs, and again, it's not just about the Class 1, as you know, Jim. It's about Class 2, Class 3, Class 4. Everybody competing against dogs at their level. Again, talking about dueling dogs and watching it, you and I have watched it many times, and watching those dogs go head-to-head, I don't care if it's a 5-second dog or an 8-second dog, they both are very exciting runs when they're going head-to-head.
You know, I'll take that even further and say it could be a 20-second running dog, like as if they're swimming in molasses, and as long as they're neck and neck, it would be exciting.
Oh, and it is. I love it. I'm just very excited about it.
Yep. That's for sure. Hey, I got to give you a chance here to defend yourself a little bit. I was talking with one of your friends, Molly Johnson, the other day. And Molly was, we were talking for Radio Doc Dogs, and she was picking on you for being a Vikings fan and a little bit. So we were showing a little friendly teasing love on Radio Doc Dogs, and I just wanted to give you a chance just to, so you're aware of that, and you see that coming.
Molly, she's great. You know, she took care of me last year when I went out to the event in at the GoPro Mountain Games out in Vail last year. She offered me and Remy and RJ an opportunity to hang out in their tent area in Dogtown. They got there a little bit before we did. They set up and they opened that up to us. So that was awesome. So I got to be careful because that was very, very nice of her. And then I got to know her at the World Championships with her husband at the fun event where we were trying to pop the balloons, if everybody remembers that. Me and Jesse trying to pop our balloons.
Right.
And
the Zooch night, yeah.
Yeah, so she's awesome. So Vikings fan, yeah. I always tell everybody that I've been a Vikings fan. I love to hate the Vikings for my 50-some years and been a fan my entire life. Of course, I grew up at the Fran Tarkington, Purple People Leader days, Carl Auer, Alan Page, Chuck Foreman in all those days, you know, back when they went to the Super Bowl 4 times and lost all four times.
Now you just told everybody how old you are.
Yeah, I know. And I'm fortunate that I get to live next to Wisconsin, all those Green Bay Packer fans, and all my buddies in the Green Bay Packer fans, Ben Props and Mike Salem, you know, Rick Lays and all my buddies over in that part of the world. So, yeah, it's when it comes to the NFL, I've been an NFL fan my whole life, and I really do enjoy the camaraderie between the Doc Dogs people and the NFL teams out there. We get Rodney Franks, another guy, we get into some fun, friendly competitiveness on Facebook when it comes to that time of year. I don't know who Molly supports. Do you know who she supports?
She's a Packers fan, she told me, yeah.
Oh, there you go, another Packer fan. Oh, my. Well, now you tell Molly that I'm going to start including her on our friendly, competitive bashing between Minnesota and Packers. She's in for it now.
Right. All right. Well, hopefully she heard it right here, right now.
Yeah. Well, I hope so, because if she doesn't, she'll know through Facebook.
Oh, that's funny. Oh.
Yeah, she's great. She's a great person. Her and her husband are both great people.
Yeah, they're fantastic competitors. I got the chance to meet them when I was out west last season too, and it was just like, wow, look at her dog jump. These people are really into this. Oh my gosh, look how much fun they're having. And I could see that right away. So, hey Tom, we're out of time.
Their little chocolate lab flies.
Oh yeah,
big jumping lab too. Yeah.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Hey, we're out of time, unfortunately. And
that's the way it goes, isn't it?
I know. You and I never have enough time to talk here. Although people probably get tired of hearing us talk after a while anyway. They're probably saying right now, shaking their heads, going, yeah, I'm done. So, with that being said, at least you and I had a good time.
Absolutely. I always enjoy talking to you, Jim. We got to do it more often. It's always good to catch up.
Absolutely. And thanks again for being on Radio Doc Dogs. And I look forward to talking with you the next time.
Yeah, you too, Jim. Thanks again.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, that's it. A very special thank you to Tom Dropic, who took some time out. It was actually a few weeks back, if you couldn't tell by now, on that interview. So I apologize if it's a little dated, but I really do appreciate him getting me that information and having that conversation with me. It was a wonderful time. I hope you enjoyed it and maybe even learned something there. Whatever you're doing this weekend, don't forget to check out also online. All of Doc Dog's sponsors have their wonderful team ambassadors going on. That's right. Embrace Pet Insurance, Glycoflex, and Blue Buffalo all have team ambassadors. You're going to see them around the country, even this weekend, on those docks, supporting those Doc Dog sponsors. And we really do appreciate those team ambassadors. We appreciate those sponsors. And we're really looking forward to what seems like now, at this point, finally, with some winter thawing. I know I said a few weeks ago that it looked like it was over, and then we got hit with snow here. I don't know how you're doing in your neighborhood, but now finally, just looking at the Doc Dog schedule and Dueling Dog schedule, it looks like things are starting to swing into full gear with a multitude of events this weekend. Don't forget to check them out at docdogs.com, duelingdogs.net. Whatever you're doing this weekend, I hope you have a wonderful time. Be safe, travel safe, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.